Wallow!
The Galore Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a swear word.
Alright, welcome back to Wallow, the Galore Sessions with Otto and JC in 95 BFM Studio 1. I am joined by the wonderful Alia. Alia, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I was lost. I was a bit lost
when I came here. You got lost in the construction that's happening on the court.
But thank God Otto helped me. And yeah. I'm here.
I did the best I could with my directionally challenged way of navigating the quad. But anyway, you're here with us in the studio. So to start things off, can you tell us about yourself, you know, who you are and what you do?
Okay, that's a deep question, like who you are. But my name is Alia and I was born in Auckland. But I've stayed in Indonesia for like 10 years of my life, and I just came back here from Indonesia because I was supposed to have a 2 months holiday, but ended up working in Indonesia for like almost a year. So I'm very happy to be back in Auckland, seeing my mates, seeing what's up. Yeah, that's me.
And so just so that everyone has a bit of context, you know, what is it that you do? Like what? How would you describe your creative profession?
So I'm a photographer and videographer. I studied film. I used to make some short film as well. But when I went to Indonesia, I became an assistant director for a movie. It's called Risky Business. And I think it's probably going to be on Netflix like next year. So check that out, guys.
Yeah. And for those of us, for those of you listening, on Wallow, we do focus on musicians and music, but we also like to talk to creatives from across the artistic spectrum of the Asian diaspora, both here in Aotearoa and across Asia, which is why we have invited the wonderful Alia to BFM tonight. You did an interview last year here at BFM on various artists to talk about the Love-Hate exhibition you were doing at Nice Goblins. How does it feel to be back here at BFM 1 year later?
I'm glad to be back, guys. Honestly, I love talking to you guys. Such an awesome and friendly place to talk about arts and just everything in general.
Can you tell us about the work you were doing with Nice Goblins while you were working with them?
Yeah, I was their marketing manager. I handled the social media as well for them. And at Nice Goblins, we do exhibitions and like we have jazz nights every week as well. You guys should check that out. It's pretty awesome place to be. Get a tattoo.
Yeah. But as I understand it, you did more than just social media marketing as well. You were helping them with like a couple of exhibitions as well and involved in the activity at that space beyond just, you know, being a tattoo studio.
Yeah, that's true. It's more of a collective actually. And I had my first exhibition there with my friend Gabby, and we both had painting, sculptures, photography, videography, and some poetry that I made as well.
How did you get into Nice Goblins, or how did you get connected to them?
I think I was just searching for a job at like Job Seeker or something, and then I just applied and they contacted me.
Just a standard like job application process, right? Yeah. So you weren't like into maybe tattooing or anything like beforehand?
I didn't have any tattoo before.
Oh, right.
And you know what's interesting? The owner of the studio, which is my friend as well, he doesn't have any tattoo.
Oh, right.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Breaking the stereotype, guys.
Yeah. So apart from Nice Goblins, can you tell us about the other creative projects you've been involved in here in Aotearoa, particularly in the world of filmmaking?
In the world of filmmaking, I actually went to South Seas Film School, and I did make some short movies there, but the last short movie that I made called Black Dresses, I sent it off to a film festival in Italy. It's called Vesuvius Film Festival. And actually, I won for best female director, even though I don't really... Yeah, I'm non-binary, but I'll take it. Yeah, and I did, my last exhibition was on Studio One in Ponsonby. It's called Canvas of Identity, and I did it with the help of Angie and Koper. And yeah, I was in Indonesia for that, but they helped me to put up all my works there. So that was really lovely for them to do that.
And your exhibition was more like photography based?
Yeah, photography. Yeah. And I did a batik, if you guys know what it is. It's like a Indonesian symbol and you kind of wax on paper to do it. And you put it into like a dye and it becomes like patterns. And we use this to tell a story traditionally in Indonesia. And I actually made some batik about how gender identity, the how to balance masculinity and femininity in someone, which is what I really like to study.
Yeah. And can you tell us about how you got into photography and filmmaking and how your journey started in that area?
I think, first of all, I don't remember stuff properly, and I want to cherish moments and I don't want to forget moments. So I just take pictures of them. So I can look back at it. And I was like, yeah, I did this actually. And it just become a habit. And then when we go traveling with my family, my mom will always ask me to take pictures of her. So that's how I know how to direct people from such a young age. And then I made like a YouTube channel. I did like some vlogs and stuff. And then one day I was just like, okay, yeah, I'll just go to film school. And our family likes to tell stories as well. Like my grandpa, he really loves to tell me stories. And he owns like a theater in Indonesia. So yeah, I always like to watch like old Indian black and white movies. And that's inspire me, you know? Like I want to tell stories and give new perspective to people.
And what are some of the themes or ideas you incorporate into the films you make or the stories that you try to tell?
It's about, sometimes it's about mental health. Most of the time it's about mental health actually, because I was dealing with mental health from such a young age. And then it's more about like gender, sexuality, and just trying to find home. Because sometimes, I know, for me, I'm mixed, you know, so I don't look Indonesian, but I don't look Kiwi as well. So just to find where is home.
Now, earlier this year, you moved back to Indonesia after spending most of your life here in Aotearoa, if I'm correct, where you've been doing quite a bit of filmmaking. Can you tell us about the experiences you've had working as a filmmaker or working in the film industry in Indonesia and the kind of projects that you've been involved in over there?
Yeah. So working in film in Indonesia is really interesting because over there you don't get paid hourly. You get paid per project or like monthly base. So yeah, as you can imagine, the time organization there is not as good as in New Zealand. But I got to work with really amazing people. Like, they're so fun and they made work not like work, but it is work at the end of the day. And we are striving for a healthier work environment and work timing in Indonesia. We're getting there slowly, but we still need more support from the government or from, like, if we get more funding, I think we can do a healthier shooting environment for everyone.
So what's the film industry like in Indonesia at the moment in terms of like how much activity is happening over there?
Oh, it's heaps. Like, it's growing so much comparing to New Zealand. Like in Indonesia, in Star Vision where I work, like we have 12 films that we are planning to make for next year. And some of them is already in progress. But I've heard from a lot of my friends that working film in New Zealand is not as much as in Indonesia, because in Indonesia, every month, there's always a film production from different, like, various production houses, eh? But over here, it's a bit harder to find jobs in the film industry. Yeah.
Yeah, New Zealand's been going through a bit of a media crisis for quite a while now. But aside from the media crisis in New Zealand, and you said, like, you know, in Indonesia, filmmakers or people working in the film, like, don't get paid hourly rates. Mm. Are there any other differences you've noticed between the film industry in Indonesia versus here in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
Well, of course, the big differences is language, because over there we speak Indonesian and over here we speak mainly English in set. But other than that, let me have a think. No, it's just interesting that, because I work as an intern in the studio as well, the production company. So usually for an assistant director, you just do pre-production and then go on set. And then when it's the production is finished, your job is done. But right there, I'm from the beginning till the end. So I'll work there next to the editor, like sound mixing and like sound scoring as well. The one who's going to do the sound scoring for that is my friend. Shout out to Mikhail. Yeah, and it's really good to see all of that process. It's like how to make a film. And that's what I want to do and learn, you know, just keep learning how to make a good movie.
So is it actually not too dissimilar from the experiences you've had working in New Zealand and producing films?
Yeah, but it's quite similar in general, but it's just different experiences and different way you kind of connect with people, you know? Yeah.
So going back to your experiences in filmmaking here in New Zealand, can you tell us about, you know, your experiences navigating filmmaking as a creative of Indonesian descent, and in particular Southeast Asian descent? You know, were there any challenges you faced entering the film industry or while you were involved in the work that you were doing?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of challenges, because to get into the film industry, I think everywhere you always need connection, right? So as a new emerging artist who doesn't have any family in the film industry in New Zealand, you have to work like double as hard to get there. And actually, I was almost gonna work in New Zealand film industry before I moved to Indonesia. But because of the writer's strike, I think, and the actor's strike that happened last year, I didn't get the job, which was really annoying. So come on, filmmakers, do your thing. Like, give this actors and writers like a good pay.
Has your Indonesian heritage ever inspired like any of the works that you were doing while you were producing here in New Zealand?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, I think it's always in me, like, without actually like thinking about it, it's like unconsciously in me, you know, like when you live somewhere and when your family and parents are in that culture, there will be some stuff that's stuck in you even, and you don't even realize it.
How would you describe the current state of Asian representation in the film industry here and the creative scene in general?
I feel like we always need more. You know, like, we always need a lot of diversity, especially in art, you know, because art is a privilege, and just to have art by itself is already a privilege, but we want it to make more accessible art for everyone. So movies is one of the big thing, because you can see the poster everywhere. You can go to the cinema and watch a whole story of someone's life, you know? And when I was a kid, I liked to watch Princess, and it's always the white princess that's there until there's Princess Jasmine in Aladdin. And I was like, oh, mom, look at Princess Jasmine. She looks just like me, you know, and that did a lot to me. And, you know, we always need that for the little kids, at least, you know.
Yeah, it's important to see yourself in the, you know, movies you're watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you say there are any barriers for Asians trying to enter the film industry here in New Zealand?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if this is actually a barrier, but sometimes I feel because I'm Asian and I'm non-binary, I feel like I have to prove myself. I have to prove myself and I have to work harder than everyone. Yeah.
On a more optimistic note, one thing that a lot of our other guests here on Walao have noted is that there's been a lot of like Asian-led like arts and creative collectives that have sprung up in New Zealand quite recently. And they've been quite active in collaborating with each other as well. Is that something that you've noticed?
Yeah, I saw a lot because like I've only been back for like, what, a couple days? But I've seen a lot of Asian like community, like for example, All My Friends. Have you heard of them?
Yeah. We went to the Halloween party last year while you were still in town.
Oh really?
Last year, like you and I. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Wait, was that Nympha or All My?
No, All My Friends. Yeah.
All My Friends. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, we went there. and there's like which one? There's the other one. I think Auntie something. It's like a Southeast Asian group. Auntie House. I've been seeing a lot of their posts as well. They're celebrating Aotearoa South Asian diaspora as well. And they make like, I think, classes or sketch and sip and stuff like that, where like a lot of Asian can connect with each other. And that's nice. I feel really happy and like looking forward to join those community.
Yeah, so shout out to All My Friends and Auntie's House. So before we wrap up, what does the future look like for you? Are there any projects that you're involved in or working on at the moment that you'd like to give us, like tell us about or give us a sneak peek into?
So at the moment I'm writing two stuff. One is a series I'm working with my mate in Indonesia, and another one is a short film. It's a queer Indonesian short film that I'm planning to put on film festivals. I'm currently writing it at the moment, so if anyone's interested to giving me some funding, that will be really, really nice. And maybe next year I'm gonna be ADing for another job, another project of movie in Indonesia. It's a traditional, it's in Javanese, which is an Indonesian traditional language. So check that out as well. And it's probably going to be on Netflix too.
And for those who want to, you know, keep up to date with what you're doing or maybe give you funding, where can they find you and where can they, you know, see what you're up to?
Yeah, you can all just follow me in my Instagram. It's Aliasen with triple N. It's A-L-I-Y-A-S-E-N-N-N.